Hello, 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 and welcome to the Well and Eddie podcast with your host, myself, Benjamin Ellis. This week's episode, we're going to talk about bootstrapping. That's kind of a curious phrase, but something that captivated me a few years ago in terms of starting the process of change and planning and how to do that with what you actually have at hand and really shifting from accidental living, as it were, to much more intentional living and learning and reaching that point of conscious change, making a decision to change, and what you do from there and how you step up the speed of making progress. After various false starts and attempts, I really found that bootstrapping was the best approach, essentially starting right from where you are in small incremental steps using the resources that you actually have at hand. It's a curious thing. As human beings, we have an amazing capacity to create change, and there's certainly lots of inspiring stories out there. If you're a keen reader of biographies, you'll be well aware of that. And if you aren't, it's well worth picking a few biographies out of people that inspire you. I certainly found lots of things there as I started to read biographies. Not something that I used to do many years ago, but do now. People like Nelson Mandela and all sorts of others have fascinating life stories that are quite inspiring, particularly from the point of view of the change that they managed to produce in themselves and in the world around them. Definitely inspiring. And you also get the impression that many of these people are pretty normal human beings, as it were, underneath the flesh. But normal human beings do have this amazing capacity to create change. We have an unusual ability to conduct meta-thinking and planning, to actually think about what we're thinking about, as it were, stepping up a level above the day-to-day doing. Now, we don't always do that, though, but it is certainly a unique capacity that we have. But as soon as we do that and start to take control, not so much over other people, but over ourselves, we can start to make change happen. And some very interesting work around that academically, if people have read things like Maslow. He's commonly cited his work on self-actualization, although it's interesting to note that what's most commonly cited, he actually revised in some of his later work. Our ability to change is fantastic beyond what I would have previously estimated. There was a study that caught my attention a while back now, which was a study of London taxi drivers. And it's a very curious profession, being a London taxi driver. There is a particular test called the knowledge that you have to go through before you can be a licensed London taxi driver. And it essentially is a year-long process of learning the streets of London, studying maps, driving around. Nevertheless, these London cabbies who go through the knowledge, what's been found is that in scanning their brains, there's actually physical change to their brain and the sizes of specific areas to do with the skills that they need for that. So literally, by spending that year of their life in an intense effort in studying, traveling around, it physically changes the size of areas of their brain. So that's pretty significant, I think, and not something that I would have thought could happen before. So yeah, there's certainly things that we can grab hold of and change. However, before setting off on a journey, if you're going to go out into the middle of the desert or on an Arctic expedition, you'd count the cost of it, you'd store up your supplies, you'd know what resources you needed beforehand. Just in the same way, if you're going to go out and buy something, you'd want to know the cost of it and make sure that you take enough money on the journey to go along. And that's something where, you know, I think a lot of material out there around personal development kind of leaves things short. You can only start with what you have or what you can summon to hand. And I think it's one of the reasons that having other people to encourage you and help you along and doing things in the work context is a great way to do things. Needless to say, there's no point in starting the process of change though unless you actually intend to finish or continue it. It's wasted effort otherwise. And bootstrapping really means starting with what you have, essentially the assets and the talents that you have to hand, and maximizing the return or the impact of applying those. Initially, the only thing you can do is to rearrange them, unless there are other resources that you can call upon or bring in which case that's always wise, and friends are a good starting point of that. So the way to start that process is literally to write time in the diary, to block that in before anything else. Literally, right now, grab your diary, open up your calendar and book in a regular slot that you're going to use to develop and to plan that is dedicated to learning and reviewing so you can make incremental progress. It really needs to be the first thing in the diary and push other things out rather than being something that's in the diary and gets pushed out by other things or just doesn't fit in the first place. Many people say, oh, well, I can't put aside the time for planning. Well, somebody once said to me, you don't manage your way into a crisis, you get into a crisis through a lack of management and planning. I think it's very much the same thing when it comes to development and learning. You really got to write it in there right at the beginning in terms of looking at ways of increasing efficiency to create the time. Otherwise, you're just stuck running around the same hamster wheel day in, day out. And that gets pretty wearing pretty quickly. For us here and in the companies that I work in, tend to use Monday mornings for that as planning time for review meetings, etc. And also now, particularly for Red Cat Co, that's when we lay out our mats. But that's a topic for another day in terms of what that's all about. So the first step really is this bootstrapping, is to start from day one with what you can start with, which is to make a decision, a commitment to invest, develop, to plan, and to commit time to that, so that you know that time is there every week and you know that it's something that is going to happen. And that literally is the beginning of change. That's the first start of the bootstrapping process, is to decide to do something above and beyond the normal, to use those capabilities that we have for meta-thinking and planning and to put them in practice to start to make change, whether it's to yourself or to the environment around you, so that you can start to shape things into the way that you would have them be.